My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. My mom knows I run cold and occasionally passes along things she hopes will help. Things like a lighter fluid-filled hand warmer from the 50s, an electric mattress warming pad. I actually used the mattress pad last winter. I was building a house an hour from home, living on site during the work week. I parked one of my 7x7 garden sheds on site, set it up with a bed and some shelves. I'd plugged the mattress pad in about a half hour before bed. It was lovely crawling into a warm bed through a frigid winter. This past winter, I've been using the mattress pad again, although for a different purpose. It started as something of a joke. I've been building a house this winter and was looking for a way to warm up the ice and water shield before laying it on the roof deck. A roll of ice and water shield comes in a box 3 feet long by about 1 foot square. The stuff weighs around 60 pounds. My partner, largely as a joke, suggested an electric blanket. That brought to mind the electric warming pad from my mom. What the heck? I put a pallet down inside the shell. On top of the pallet, a 4x4 sheet of foil-faced foam. I lay the electric mattress pad on top of that and tucked the box of ice and water shield in. I covered the whole mess with a quilted moving blanket. It worked so well, I started tucking other things in. Flashing tapes, tubes of low-temp adhesives, and my drinking water. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.